When we consider the great faith that we have in this life and the walk that we walk as we're walking towards heaven and trying to obtain that great prize, we often think of God being in heaven, and that is where He's at. We think of the faith that we have here, and while in this present state there are many sufferings and groanings and things that we wish wouldn't happen, and wish maybe didn't happen, but yet they do happen. But we can look forward to that time when those things are past, when we've overcome those trials and those tribulations, and we can stand before God, and He can say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, we see a very simple verse with very few words, but we see the great importance that it shows to us. It says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And truly, the life that we live is a walk towards God, and it's a journey. Often in the Bible, we're called pilgrims or sojourners, and we even sing songs, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through." And it's because we are walking and passing through that we're not here forever, that this is only temporary. And so these trials and these struggles that we have are only momentary, and so we can look forward to that time, for we walk by faith. You've often heard it said probably that you've never seen $1 million, right? But you believe that it exists. And that's the faith. We walk by faith. There are things that we've never seen. We've never seen God in person. And today we've never seen Jesus Christ in person. And throughout the Bible we could pick out things that we've never seen in person, but we still believe that they're real. We still believe that heaven is real, even though we haven't seen it. And that's the faith that we have, the hope that we have looking towards the future, seeing that it is there because we believe it from the Holy Scriptures. We walk by faith and not by sight. There are things that we can see, earthly things, that we can grasp a hold onto, material things, but these things won't get us to heaven. These things won't bring us eternal life. Those are the things which we see. There in the book of John, that gospel account, we see Thomas himself not being with the other disciples when they first saw Jesus upon his resurrection. He says, "Unless I see the hands of Jesus, see the nail prints, and see his side, I will not believe." And when he saw Jesus, he saw the nail prints, he saw his side, and Jesus said, "Blessed are you because you believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and still believe." And that's what we need to be. Those, even though we haven't seen God in the flesh, we still believe that we might walk by faith and not by sight, looking forward to the things of the future, looking forward to that home in heaven. Let us be those that are faithfully walking in this life.